93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's the fourth and final day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing about to resume, but the Supreme Court nominee's done answering questions. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Judge Barrett will not be present as the panel hears from outside witnesses. Democrats are bringing in a doctor who supports the Affordable Care Act and a mother of twins with pre-existing health conditions. Republicans have invited a retired federal judge who worked on the Michael Flynn case, as well as a former clerk for Judge Barrett. There will also be representatives from the American Bar Association, which gave the judge a very qualified rating. The committee is expected to send Judge Barrett's nomination to the Senate floor next week, with a final vote possible by the end of the month. Dave?
Richard, early voting records have already been set, and it starts today in another state, North Carolina, where President Trump will campaign this afternoon.
We have more enthusiasm now than we ever did 4 years ago.
That was last night in Iowa, where he called Joe Biden corrupt, reacting to emails purportedly found on a computer alleged to be Hunter Biden's, said to have been left abandoned at a Delaware computer shop. One message from a Ukrainian businessman asked him for help with a political investigation. Another thanks him for setting up a meeting with his father.
His campaign claims they can't find any evidence to support reporting that Hunter introduced his dad, then vice president, to a Ukrainian business partner. Quote, we have reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time and no meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place.
Fox's Peter Ducey. More out of work Americans filed for unemployment last week. Fox's Lillian Wu has the details live.
Dave, there were 898,000 first-time claims for jobless help last week. That's worse than expected and even higher than the week before. Now, continuing claims, they are better than expected, 10.02 million. Versus 10.7 million. It means some people are back to work, but it also means some people have exhausted their maximum payments available. Dave?
Lillian, on Wall Street, a sell-off is looming. Dow futures are down more than 300 points. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Senate Republicans who already investigated Hunter Biden's business dealings, questioning them, are now probing the new emails, and they're upset over what Twitter did, not letting users share the story.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey addressing the controversy surrounding actions the company took Wednesday to block the spread of a New York Post article critical of Hunter Biden, saying the company failed to provide context for its actions. The tech giant had earlier claimed it took action against the article alleging leaked emails show the vice president's son introduced a Democratic presidential nominee to Ukrainian energy executive because it violated its policy regarding hacked material. But GOP Senator Josh Hawley is calling Dorsey's response insulting and says he wants the heads of Facebook and Twitter to testify before Congress. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Two Americans held hostage in Yemen by Iran-backed rebels have been freed in a prisoner swap in exchange for rebels being held in Oman. There are reports of coronavirus positive tests on the Atlanta Falcons. Meanwhile, if no more New England Patriots test positive, the team can resume practicing again today after taking a COVID break. One of those infected, quarterback Cam Newton's ready to go. The outbreak postponed the Patriots game last weekend. One of college football's premier coaches has COVID at Alabama.
Shortly after reports of him testing positive for COVID-19, Nick Saban made the confirmation in a video conference Wednesday.
I had a top positive test for COVID-19 on a PCR test. At this point, I'm completely asymptomatic, feel fine.
The Alabama head football coach immediately left the team's facility after learning he had contracted the virus, still able to operate remotely and overseeing the Tide.
We'll continue to do this. You know, Sark's kind of filling in my absence for anything that needs coordinated in the office.
Saban referring to Crimson Tide offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian, who's handling preparation for a game still slated for this Saturday between second-ranked Alabama and third-seed Georgia. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And a corona outbreak has postponed Saturday's LSU-Florida game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Starting out kind of damp this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain this morning at 90% in our listening area. Today's high 57. Temperatures dropping to 30 tonight, where there's a freeze warning from 1 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. So with that scattered frost or freeze possible, you might need to protect those plants and bring in the outdoor pipes and hoses and things like that. Outdoor water pipes should be potentially protected. We've got a high 60 tomorrow, down to around 36 with mostly sunny conditions. Partly cloudy and windy with a high 65 on Saturday. We're currently at 53 on ESPN 93.5.
So at these town halls tonight, it's Dorothy Wright said she thinks Biden's is 90 minutes and Trump's is 60 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know. And who asks the questions and do they screen them?
Stephanopoulos is with Biden.
Yeah.
I don't know who's got Trump.
I think Samantha Guthrie.
Okay.
I think there's the NBC. Maybe there's another one.
And I'm sure they go through the questions and pick out what they want to ask to cover the issues. But, yeah. You know, but they got a little control there, too.
Anybody going to say, what about Hunter Biden's computer?
Trump, but nobody else.
But you don't think that it'll happen at the Biden town hall?
Doubtful.
Okay. They won't allow that one?
I just don't think they'll think it's of very much interest to their... I don't know, Steve. You know, it won't come up in that.
Well, a whole lot of stuff based on, quote, American policy is allowed, even if it looks dirty and awful, because we want that country to do well, and they make some kind of under-table deals that look very seedy and stuff. As a part of American policy, some things are allowed, and they give them that freedom. But for a son to benefit from his father's position financially, I think we all see that we shouldn't be doing that.
Well, they're not. They know better than that if that's the case. So, but in any, yeah, I don't think that issue is going to come up. There's plenty of other things to talk about, let's face it.
Yeah. Okay, we've got the Amy Coney Barrett hearings beginning again today. Today, witnesses testify on final day. I don't know what does a witness... I'm so afraid you're going to go against what Ruth Bader Ginsburg... I mean, I don't know. What do you say?
I don't
Democrats
know.
Have witnesses. Republicans have witnesses. I don't know what they... Because you're accepting, if you say something like that, that she's going to change everything. And she's already said that she's got a mind of her own and she's going to decide based on the law.
I guess this is the time someone is like, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I guess
so. If anybody's
okay,
going to come and say, hey, you know what? She was stealing candy from the store for the last 10 years.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or she's the best person I've ever met in my life. You're going to just have the character witnesses, I think.
Could your dirty face mask be making you sick? Amid the pandemic, we all know that we need to wash our hands and clean high-touch surfaces thoroughly, but many are neglecting to give this much attention to cleaning our masks, which is essential to keeping us safe from all illnesses, not just coronavirus. Infectious disease specialist, executive director of the Global Biorisk Advisory Council, the leading trade association ISSA, cleaning industry worldwide, Patty Olinger. Patty, that's quite a title here, all that stuff. You know all about germs, so I'm going to be, what about Bob, Bill Murray with a Kleenex now, touching doorknobs with Kleenex after we talk to you, Patty. But what is the truth about masks and germs, and our governor in Illinois, the esteemed J.B. Pritzker, telling us in Illinois that I must remove it 8 times when the waitress comes back to my table to fill my water glass?
Oh, yeah, no... I haven't seen that from Illinois yet, but I did see it from California, and they immediately came out and said, well, no, that was a staffer who said that, and it was interesting. So the thing about the face mask is this. It's like the face mask that it does protect you, and it does protect others in the event that, let's say, you were COVID positive and coughed. And so there is a level of protection. Depending on what it's made out of and how you're wearing it, you know, your level of protection will go up and down. And that's going to vary from person to person and mask to mask. If you are not washing your mask, if it's disposable, you know, getting a fresh one once a day or something. There is the chance that two things. On the inside, if you sneeze, and, you know, you have biological material in there, it could have bacteria or molds or that, and you might get something there. That's one reason why it's important to change that mask out.
Okay, so,
go ahead. Oh, the other thing is on the outside, and this is really important for COVID-19 or the flu, or something, or tuberculosis, or anything. If someone, you know, if you get, like, that virus on the outside of that mask, and then you go to take it off and you touch it, then, you know, you get it on your hands, you touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, and you potentially can get infected that way. And so that's why it's important to change that mask out or wash your washable mask.
Okay, my brother John is here. Patty Olinger, he has a concept on what we ought to be doing.
Well, I was going to ask you, this is a theory, but let's say, you know how we made the ventilators and really cut back there. I think we have $1 billion or $2 worth of brand new ventilators, but we were ready. What if we spent another $5 billion on just making great masks like the N95, I guess, is a pretty high-quality mask that really will protect you better than the cloth mask.
And he says hand them out free and just have them everywhere, and we're all in N95s, we're going to be safer.
But I'm saying there's another part to that. If you're protecting people who want to wear the mask and be protected, you can have people who just don't want to wear a mask, and they're not going to be accused of being, you know, murderers or whatever. You're trying, because you're protected, and he doesn't want to be protected. Well, that's fair. And so I think that could be some kind of approach to managing it, where you don't have to make everybody wear a mask if they don't want to, but you can still protect the population. But I don't know if there's a mask that good that we could make hundreds of millions of. That's it.
What we're starting to see is, well, there's two parts to this. You know, the N95 is a occupational related type mask that you have to be fit tested with, and then you really do what they call a risk assessment for the occupational needs for you to wear a respirator. And, you know, when you take that into the general public, you're absolutely right. We don't have any consumer product standards for face covering.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's why we're getting into the, you know, people are making homemade masks, people are buying face masks, you know, a lot of companies are now coming out with a face mask, and some are better than others, obviously. Some actually are made out of material that filters, but they're not considered a occupationally related respirator. So I'm with you. I think that we have a lot to learn from this experience, and that we should have better face coverings and face masks for people that gives us the confidence that it's providing protection to others and protection for ourselves as well from a public health standpoint.
2020 has been the longest decade ever. I mean, this is... Patty, when do we get over this? When can I have my mask burning party?
You know, I'm right there with you. 2020 has been, you know, the year that we're not going to forget anytime soon. I hope that we don't create a whole, you know, population of germaphobes. But on the other hand, you know, I think we're in this for a little while. We're going to need to get through this winter with the flu and with COVID, you know, coexisting in the same time frame. We need to make sure that, you know, we continue the practices that we've been talking about and not get what we call pandemic fatigue, and which is we're all experiencing right now. And we need to get back to some type of normal life, which means that to do that, our behaviors as individuals have to do it. We have to social distance, even if we're out in public. We need to wash our hands, not touch our face, and wear a mask until we get through this.
I think, though, I was talking to Stevie about once we get through the election, and I was saying this morning, and it's not going to be over after election. It won't be over. Well, no, it's not going to be over. But what will be over is the kind of the two sides thing with the where the pandemic is concerned. I think it's just going to be a whole different perspective, and it'll make it at least a little easier once we get past political component of this thing.
Right.
So I think that's one thing we can look forward to in 3 weeks.
I'm so glad I don't know what you know, Patty, because I've heard where my phone has more germs on it than my toilet seat.
Right.
This, germy stuff is just all over. I'm glad I can't see it all, Patty. I would be walking around with Kleenex in my hand.
Yeah, I've actually done those tests on phones and stuff, and they get really dirty. And so, you know, it's one of those things where wipe them off once in a while.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Patty Olinger, how do people connect with what you do?
www.gbac.org.
Okay.
Look good.
Looking forward to talking to you again.
Yeah,
sometime.
Patty, thanks. And looking good on radio in your hazmat suit. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Germy stuff.
GBAC.org for details.
Don't you kick open the bathroom door if you can versus touching the
pretty
handle?
Pretty much. I use my elbows these days. Coming in and out of places.
I like handshaking people, and I did yesterday to some people. It's hard to kind of know who's on that. Being fine with it, but they kind of reach your hand out, and I shake it.
Well, a lot of people have the fist to fist butt or approach you with the elbow, and then I make my chicken dance joke. Now that's what we're doing these
days. If you look at Japan, Steve, they were social distancing kind of
just
folks.
Just kind of
bow. And they've had a lot less issues with this thing.
I see.
And just by general.
And they're wearing masks. Touchy-feely Americans.
But they just aren't.
Is
like,
Japan not high on the list?
Oh, no.
Oh.
They're doing very well.
Crowded in Tokyo.
They are. You know, we've been in the streets in Tokyo, but
that's a lot of people.
Just generally speaking, they have a more of a social distancing mindset. So
maybe
just,
we're going to be like that forever here?
Maybe. You know, I think you'll see masks around for at least 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time.
Okay, are we doing sports?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alabama coach Nick Saban, no symptoms, but tested positive for COVID-19. He turned 69 on Halloween. Big game coming up this weekend against Georgia. Nothing's being said about that being canceled, and he could coach from another location, right?
I don't know. Wouldn't they give that to the kid who's his assistant that was a head coach? Can't remember his name.
He doesn't need to be there. He'll be
Nick
fine.
Saban doesn't need to?
No, not for a game or two.
Okay.
They've got it on automatic pilot to some extent.
So Florida and the Gators had 19 players testing positive. Number 10 Florida to face LSU coming up, and that's been canceled or postponed. Second in the SEC with Missouri and Vanderbilt, the first game to be canceled. So we had a big game in baseball yesterday with the LA Dodgers beating the Atlanta Braves 15-3 with an 11-run first inning in this game three, setting a postgame mark. A grand slam by Matt Muncy looked great. So Clayton Kershaw with those back spasms are supposedly better, so we should see him in action in this series. Houston Astros beat the Rays yesterday. That final was 4-3, and they've got a 4 o'clock game. Tampa Bay is up 3-1 in that series. NFL decided to cancel the Pro Bowl at the end of January in Vegas due to the flexibility they might need due to canceled games because of COVID-19. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
I've been fact-checking Johnny, who wants to start a new show about fact-checking, and I've just checked you, Johnny. There's 126 million people in Japan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a lot. I don't know.
It's not a very big landmass for 126 million. They're number 48 in the world.
That's not as good as I would have
thought. They're less than Costa Rica and Portugal and some, you know.
Well, who's number one? They're crying out loud.
Let's see. It looks like Japan has less deaths than Costa Rica. And Costa Rica has 5 million people.
So they do well.
They do pretty well.
For their size, I think.
48th in the world for deaths, number one listed is USA, India. And again, I would question, certainly China.
Oh, 48th from the top. You went, okay.
They're 48th place instead of one.
I see.
That's really,
I was going the other way.
For population, that's amazing.
No, that's, that's very good.
It is unbelievable. So the USA is, but again, we test and report. I mean, does India test everybody and report everybody? Is it China? China didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, China is not even in the top five, and they have a billion and a half, 2 billion people.
You got to watch your data. What I will say is that we're getting a lot of good data from the University of Illinois testing.
Now
you got to analyze that and then make some conclusions, but I think that's very valuable information to test the whole student body.
632,000 tests in Champaign County.
It's got to be the highest per capita in the world.
Absolutely.
But that's going to give us some great information.
Yeah, well, weather.
Okay, we've got a high of 55. We might have hit that because temperatures have been dropping. It's wet and damp and rainy this morning, but partly cloudy and windy this afternoon. We're at 51 now. A freeze warning for this evening with a low around 30. Tomorrow's high is at 60, down to 36, 65 on Saturday. Partly cloudy and windy. Again, 50 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, let's check our Fox Business Minute, see how these markets are going to open. I believe they're going to bounce lower early. Let's check it. 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Labor Department is out with the latest reading on the job market, and it does reflect recent layoffs. There were 898,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, an increase from late September. Claims have come in at between 800,000 and 900,000 for more than a month. Continuing claims, the number of people still receiving benefits came in at over 10 million, but down from the previous week. That number reflects some people who are back to work, but it also reflects those who exhausted the maximum payments available through regular state programs. Wall Street giant Morgan Stanley is reporting a stronger than expected spring quarter. It credits its wealth management business. Morgan Stanley also closed its purchase of E-Trade in the quarter and announced plans to buy financial firm Eaton Vance. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. Plus, when you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. That's not all. Hear your favorite podcasts from Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, Martha McCallum, Brett Baer, and many more. Just hit schedule, set your alarm, and click listen. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. America is listening to Fox News.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC. Paid for by the United States Army.
Rachel Campbell, a nurse, labor and delivery, and prenatal and bereavement liaison for Carl, is on the phone with me. Rachel, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Well, we're illuminating something that's very hard to talk about. Mm-hmm. The Shining Light Memorial for Pregnancy and Infant Loss event is tonight. Explain what this is and why you're doing it, Rachel.
So every year on October 15th, there is an international wave of light. So across the world, thousands of people join together and they light candles and they shine light to honor the babies that we have lost, the babies that we didn't get to watch grow up. It is a way for us to hold space for them, to remember them, and to comfort those who are grieving for those babies. So at Carl, we typically hold a memorial service on October 15th every year. Of course, this year we've adapted. We're doing it virtually. I'm really excited. We can involve a lot more people. So tonight, the garden will be lit up, and we're going to do a large Zoom event for people to listen in, look at the garden, hear their baby's names spoken, listen to a devotional, listen to prayer, and join together to remember their lost babies.
I know this sort of came to light when John Lennon's wife, Chrissy, lost her baby during birth and publicly talked about things on social media about not leaving the hospital with her baby. And it was sort of in the limelight yesterday during the Billboard Music Awards with John Legend doing a performance and dedicating that to Chrissy. Did you happen to see that, Rachel?
I did not catch it last night. I was in the garden prepping for the event tonight, so I wasn't able to see that performance, but I did hear about it, and it sounds like it was beautiful.
Okay, when you say a loss, is it miscarriage? Is this sudden infant death syndrome? Is it at birth? I mean, is this all-encompassing?
Yes, it is all of the above. Perinatal loss is any loss of a baby before they're born up to their first year.
Okay. So I know when I was going through this that it was a statistic of 1/12 do not have a term pregnancy. Is the statistic still that high?
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, people are getting sicker. We have more and more preterm deliveries, but we are also still having perinatal loss at pretty high numbers, higher than they should be. They should be zero, right? So any loss is one too many.
If you know someone who's been through this, it's tough to know what to do. Can you give us some tips, Rachel?
What I hear from parents who have lost a baby is they just want space to talk about their baby. The reason that it was so that it was such a big deal that Chrissy and John were so open about their loss is that people feel like it's not really talked about, and they were so open and they talked about it, and that made a big impact. So if you know someone in your life who has lost a baby, ask them about it. I feel like a lot of people are afraid to remind their friends and their loved ones that they lost a baby, but you know what? They're already thinking about it all the time. Their name is on their heart, and they kind of just want an opening to talk about their baby. So if you want to support somebody who's lost a baby, ask them about it. Say, do you just want to talk about your baby for a few minutes? I'm here to listen.
Okay, and I know carl.org/shininglight regarding this event tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock is the International Wave of Light, and we're going to be a part of it. I'm really excited today.
Rachel, thank you for the information. Thanks for what Carl does. We appreciate the information on a tough topic, but thanks so much for sharing.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Keep in mind, this garden is located near Carl Foundation in Urbana and open year-round and visible from West Church Street near Park Street, and visitors can come by anytime.
ESPN 93.5 coming up on 8:27, last call for Jets Pizza. It's our Stever offer of the morning. Go to GoStever.com, click accept, and you might win $25 at Jets Pizza. You have to use it within a week. You can use it today. And then tell us what you thought about that. Our Stever offer, GoStever.com, GoStever.com.
When it comes to your at-home skincare routine, there's nothing more indulgent than pampering yourself with a facial mask. Merle Norman has a selection of clarifying, revitalizing, and soothing formulas that combat a variety of complexion concerns. From large pores to dry cheeks and everything in between, we've got the perfect facial mask to target your skincare needs. Stop by today for a free skincare assessment at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, next to Sunsinger.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Very happy to welcome our law enforcement officials of the month from the Urbana Police Department. It's Michelle Robinson.
Well, right now I'm at the Urbana Middle School, and my number one goal is to bridge that gap between police and the community. And where we start is with the next generation. I feel with everything that's going on in the nation today that that's probably the number one place that Officer Burnett and I need to be in is the schools, because that's where we're going to start. We've got to stop what's going on and kind of build that gap
between us and the community. Because of the trust they have in me and because of the relationships I've built, we've been able to get some guns out of youth hands.
It's about relationships at that level, yes, where they should not fear you. They should respect, but you need to make eye contact. And I bet a lot of kids at the middle school level, Michelle Robinson, are probably surprised. You're pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm doing my dream job right now. This is why I came into policing.
What if I told you that there have been over 500 men and women who have stayed at the emergency shelters since October of 2019? And while this number sounds unbelievable, it's 100% true. Imagine your son, daughter, brother, sister, or best friend not having a place to stay at night. Matthew 25:40 tells us, "That which you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done for me." And you, friend, have an opportunity to support this year-round initiative and ensure that our friends without an address have a place to go at night. Please visit seeyouathome.us, click the red donate button, and join the team today.
The Sea Elks Lodge 2497 and the Urbana Police Lodge 70 have kicked off their annual Shop of the Cup Warm Coats and Accessories Monetary Drive. Monetary donations can be dropped off at the Elks Lodge during business hours Tuesday through Sunday, 3 to 8 p.m. or mailed to the Elks Lodge, 903 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. There'll be a special monetary donation collection day held on Friday, October 23rd from 9 a.m. until noon outside the Elks Lodge, located behind Old Orchard Lanes in Savoy. All CDC COVID safety guidelines will be followed. Elks Care, Elks Share.
Hey everybody, it's Jay Lehman, former Fighting Illini linebacker, All-American. Do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance? You looking to buy a house? As a real estate professional, I love to use Mulder Financial Group. Mulder Financial Group helps me get the best rate for my own home and for my client's home. So contact Mulder Financial at MulderFinancialGroup.com. That's MulderFinancialGroup.com. Or visit them on the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the crossing.
Looks like the Democrats are trying some procedural things to delay the Amy Coney Barrett advance here. We'll get you some details coming up. 8:30 now.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The latest unemployment report shows more Americans than last week being laid off.
We actually came in at 898,000 claims for the week that ends October 10th. The continuing claims came in at 10.018 million. That is a little bit better than expected. Since the pandemic, about 64 million claims that have been filed since mid-March.
Fox Business Network's Cheryl Cassoni. A New York Post story about files from Joe Biden's son Hunter's computer is blocked from being shared on Twitter.
GOP lawmakers accusing the company of censorship. CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted, "Our communication around our actions on the New York Post article was not great, and blocking URL sharing via tweet or DM with zero context as to why we're blocking, unacceptable."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Joe Biden and President Trump hold separate televised town halls tonight, with the scheduled debate between them canceled because the president wouldn't do it remotely. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. 20 teams helped raise the wolf by building their best version of a doghouse, and now you can bid to own one of them. Come by the Habitat Restore at 119 East University to check out all the amazing houses in person and then place your bid online. All the money raised via Raise the Wolf Doghouse Auction will fund future Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information about Habitat's Raise the Wolf Doghouse Auction at cuhabitat.org. That's cuhabitat.org.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Well, as you can tell, it's a wet start, but partly cloudy and breezy by this afternoon. Today's high 57 and 30 hour low tonight with a freeze warning in effect from 1 to 9 a.m. And we have better conditions tomorrow as wrap up the week with mostly sunny conditions and a high 60, low 36, 65 on Saturday. Partly cloudy and windy, only up to 51 and down to 36 on Sunday with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Right now, the temperature is at 50 on ESPN. ESPN 93.5.
So witnesses are supposed to testify on this final day of the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. I think they're trying to pull a... best part of this whole thing is civics lessons for me. Mm-hmm. Apparently they can do a quorum. If there's not enough Democrats, you can delay. I'm not sure what's happening. Mike Lee is speaking earlier this morning. John Decker, our White House correspondent, commented about Amy Coney Barrett.
Well, she is certainly very bright. You know, she had a notepad that the senators provide to her on her desk right in front of her. She didn't take one note over the course of two full days of questioning. And I'm not saying that Brett Kavanaugh isn't a bright guy, but Brett Kavanaugh had reams of legal pad notes that he took during his confirmation hearings. And Amy Coney Barrett did not take one single note. She is, her mind's obviously a steel trap. And she's someone that I think held her own against every senator that asked her some very tough questions.
And some of the questions were just bizarre. I mean, just, but when she just was calm. I love the demeanor.
Yeah.
It was refreshing to see calm, civilized.
That's what the word I like is civilized.
Civilized.
We don't see as much of that anymore.
No, I enjoyed the process. I frankly thought, I saw Laura Ingraham last night saying how wacky the Democrats were. I thought it was for the day, I thought it was incredibly good.
I actually agree with you, and I watched a little bit of Dianne Feinstein, and she seemed quite professional,
good.
Actually. So I was very impressed with, we'll see if they can, who knows? I mean, they would like not to do this. They would like to wait, and I understand why, but I don't know if they're going to delay or not, because I don't think they can stop it, so it probably won't help them politically to delay.
I think they want to, the base is unhappy, the left is unhappy, so to hold it another week maybe, to say, yeah, we're going to
try it, yeah. No, that's true.
I guess that's it. But the left, you're never, what do they say, Winston Churchill? You appease the crocodile so they'll devour you last?
Yeah,
because we saw in Portland, the Summer of Love, when finally the protesters marched on the mayor's house who endorsed them.
So
devour you last, but they will devour
well,
you.
Well, and we were talking about at the seminar, which we, a lot of,
what the Philo seminar
it's
is.
It's a coffee. Where
socially distanced and safe, of
yes,
course.
Yes, of course. Yes. And we were just discussed various topics of any nature whatsoever. And there's a perspective from just about every angle.
But would you say it's safe to say there are people that love or hate Trump? There's no middle ground, is there?
Well, I think yes, of course there is that. I think the biggest kind of overall agreement is the division in the way there's no real discourse and how we fan the flames. Like, of course, they're yelling at me for fanning the flames. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. So when the vice president, who's now running for president, says there's 200,000 deaths, if the president had managed it correctly, all of those people would still be alive.
Yeah,
they would all be alive.
Yeah.
Now, what's a civilized answer to that? To not say anything isn't right, because people are thinking, really, nobody would have died if it wasn't for Trump?
Right.
That's not fair.
That's not true.
And so, and then you can say, well, Joe, what do you say to that? So there's no real discourse when you start.
Start like that.
Yeah. And that's a problem.
So it's not true. And that's a base. If you start with a lie.
Well, and then he's the guy which makes the emotion starts coming in, because he's the guy who said, you're a xenophobic, you're just anti-Chinese, why are you doing this? You're overreacting. That was the guy. And then, of course, you can change your mind or be wrong, but then to blame him for every single death.
No, that's right.
It's like, I don't know how to get off of that base. So it's been a very frustrating thing for all of us, because gets emotional fast. There's no real productive discussion when you're yelling at each other.
No.
We saw the debate.
Yeah,
I thought it was one of the best debates ever, because it was total representation
of what we've got. Yeah, that's what we are.
It didn't do us any good.
Yeah.
They didn't get anywhere. Both sides were like, wow, we don't want to see that again.
Right.
And now what do we do?
Okay. Well, and with this Trump in Miami, with, you mentioned Savannah Guthrie on NBC, and then Biden tonight in Philadelphia with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. So
I
should
don't,
be interesting
why
to
are
see
they these. Doing it at the same time?
That's very interesting.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
right. And then the last debate will be on October 22nd in Nashville.
Yeah, and again, I would like it if somebody talked and somebody responded. But again, you know, all they say about Trump is he lies every time he speaks. That's what they say. And of course, you know, it's just there's just a false representation.
Well, and then that starts with, well, you're lying. So no,
right.
you're lying. Well,
you're
so
lying.
Mm-hmm. So they're both lying. So they're all lying. So what are we going to do about the assistance package for the people out of work?
Right.
I'm not talking to them. We're none. And so it's just it's not what we want, but that's what we've got right now. Well, I think it could only get better. So that's good.
Well, what I think Wolf Blitzer at CNN's in timeout this morning.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that's quite an exchange with Nancy.
I'll tell you. Now I've always thought I felt like Luke telling his dad, there's still some good in you. I can feel it. That's what I was thinking of Wolf. Keep going, Wolf. There's still some good in you.
Yeah, but he was adamant, and the speaker, if you missed it, they got in an argument on CNN, and essentially Nancy accused him of being a right winger.
Well, the other thing, Steve, and I got to tell you, and I will admit that the president's used this word snarky, and that's what got Wolf. She was not just she's being very snarky and condescending, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Do you dare question what I'm mm-hmm, telling you? Mm-hmm. You think you know the people better than I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was terrible.
Well, and I think, too, Kamala Harris, who could very well be the next president, well, vice president for a while, and people think that Joe will step down and Kamala will be the president. She has such a condescending style.
Yeah,
I can't.
I'm speaking. No,
or just like smiling when you don't get what I'm trying to explain.
I can tell you this.
I hate that.
I would disagree. Joe's not stepping down from anything. Now, when you get a guy like that in, he's not predictable for them either. And he's not stepping down. He's been wanting to be president for at least 35 of his 47
that's
years.
Probably
you
right.
Better have a sidekick that's going to help him.
Well, I think he'll have that. I think
somebody told me it's going to be Hunter Biden.
No, Hunter will be around. Look, I think we'll just wait and see. It's just like the judge and trying to predict what she'll actually vote.
Yeah.
I don't think you can predict what Joe's going to do. He won't tell us. And he is kind of all over the issues to try to get votes. But once he's president, everything changes.
And when he says, I've never talked to Hunter about, I believe him. I don't think he remembers a thing.
Well, and since you're touching on that, Matt had texted in from Ogden saying the only coverage this morning was questioning the authenticity of that story.
Right.
Well, they'd call it a lie. And tonight, if Biden is asked about it, he's going to say it's been discredited.
Well, I think you have to question the authenticity, but I'm not sure that that's going to get them through this because it apparently is quite authentic.
So. Well, I think, too, though, the thing that I would argue is say for sure, find out what the truth is, because I'm pretty sure, hopefully, there's at least 70% of America that would think paying off based on your dad's stature in our government, using that for influence to get money, would still be a wrong thing to do.
Well, but I'd like to see, maybe you could get a cyber expert on to see how would you make sure that was authentic.
Well, we had that guy yesterday. He was really good.
True.
You still have those sheets I gave?
I do.
Okay, I want that.
Yeah.
So
another,
he said he wants to be back on. He was the guru that knew all about hacking. I would like to know how you hack Twitter, how you hack a computer. I mean, there are 40,000 emails. That was Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah,
but how did it get there? And why wasn't it picked up? And if it was stolen, wouldn't you freak out if all your stuff's on your laptop and somebody took it?
Right.
No. I don't know.
That's something
you
think it is.
But it's worth getting to the bottom of, I think.
For sure.
842.
Freeze your meat right now.
It's the fall freezer sale going on now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We have a freezer for everybody.
I just made a big dinner, and nobody came over because of the coronavirus. Do you have a freezer for me?
We have a small freezer for your leftovers, ma'am.
I'm a hunter and would very much like a deep freeze. Thank you very much for having me on your commercial.
We have a big freezer for you, sir.
I'm very important and have expensive taste in ice cream and buy it by the gallon. I must have a freezer.
How about a medium-sized freezer?
Thank you.
We have brands like Frigidaire, Amana, Summit, and Beko. You get a freezer. You get a freezer. And you get a freezer.
I feel like that TV lady.
But get one before our inventory goes cold.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Whether
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community while also shopping local. Our unique model creates opportunities for folks to get the food, clothing, and other resources their family needs through volunteering. This affirms their dignity, confirms the skills, gifts, and abilities they have, equipping and empowering them in the process. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. What our participants thank us for most is not the stuff they get, but for the opportunity to work, the opportunity to contribute. Regularly buying some of your groceries at Salt and Light Urbana will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives. For details, more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
8:46.
Astros win over the Rays 4-3 yesterday to stay alive. They've got a game at 4 o'clock. Tampa Bay is up 3-2 on that American League side. On the National League side, quite a game for the Dodgers with a 15-3 win over the Atlanta Braves. An 11-run first inning in Game 3. Braves are up 2-1. Clayton Kershaw with those back spasms seem to be getting better, so we should see him in action. Moving on to football, number 10 Florida and LSU game has been canceled or postponed. 19 players for the Gators have tested positive, and another SEC game has been canceled with Missouri and Vanderbilt. And then we had Alabama coach Nick Saban has no symptoms, but it tested positive for COVID-19. He'll turn 69 on Halloween. That Alabama-Georgia game was coming up. NFL decided to cancel the Pro Bowl at the end of January in Vegas, and they want some more flexibility due to all the positive COVID-19 tests.
All right, let's check your weather in a second.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. And now, another miracle from Lifeline Connect. Kobe Nolan came from the great state of Louisiana.
I'm 32 years old. I came to Urbana, Illinois, being Lifeline Connect. My addiction had left me hopeless. You know, I was at the bottom of my barrel. Found out about Lifeline Connect, came to the program, got a new way of thinking, got a lot of tools, you know, that were taught to me. I like to think of it as I have a tool belt around me, and I use those tools daily, you know, to... I am currently working for Lands Heating and Cooling. I have been there a little over 2 years. I've actually installed AC here at the radio station, but yeah, I have a career. I had worked good jobs before, but now I have a career where I'm settled and I'm learning, and I'm just blessed.
To learn more about Lifeline Connect, go to lifelineconnect.org to help and support men turning their lives around with the help of Jesus Christ. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weather, National Weather Service.
All right, looking kind of chilly this morning and wet. We've got a freeze warning into the evening tonight. Temperatures have been dropping. When Stevie and I came to the studios, it was like 57, and now it's 49.
Oh.
30-hour low tonight with clear conditions.
Got my jacket.
Mostly sunny with a high 60, low 35 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and windy with a high 65 on Saturday, down to 48. 52 to 36, the temperature range, with showers late on Sunday. Again, we're at 49 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, the judiciary senators hold executive meeting. Democrats tried to delay Barrett's nomination. Amy Coney Barrett looks like she'll be voted in as the next Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Kamala Harris did not appear in the room, but she was down the hall doing the questioning with flags behind her, presumably to look presidential. But why wouldn't she get in the room? There's plenty of space. Plus, she was seen getting on a crowded elevator.
Whatever. I mean, you know, they're trying to get it. It's, you know, those kinds of things. I'm really tired of talking about all of it, and we only have 18 more days.
Yeah, I know. What happens is we're going to all wake up on that Wednesday, November 4th, and sun will come up, and we'll have a country still, I hope.
We will. So, I think that one of the things we're all concerned about is how long it's going to drag out after that day, and maybe it won't, but that's the concern.
Yeah.
From both sides.
Violence no matter what, or just if Trump wins?
I don't know.
And they're not going to decide November 3, right? It's going to be all the counting
that's
later.
That's what we're talking about, just dragging it out more. And how I don't think there's any doubt both sides are just like apprehensive of how that'll all work out. So.
Yeah. Okay, just a few moments left. We'll get maybe that Kevin guy on later. Is that... He did too hot a subject? Is that what we're talking about?
He just doesn't want to get political, but we're just interested more in the logistics of how this happens.
I don't know. When Steve Scully, the guy that, you know, essentially retweeted something that said never Trump, and he was going to be the moderator for debate two, he said he was hacked. Can you do that, and how do you do that?
I want to know how you would say check authenticity of this laptop. How do you do that? What do you do to make sure, hey, this really came from Hunter? No, you know what?
Couldn't you, I guess, I mean, do you have DNA?
I haven't clue. I'd like to ask the computer boys, because there may be a way to
confirm. Yeah, that's all right. We'll catch up another time. That's no worries.
Yeah, he's got some issues, so he can't appear today, but he will soon if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. When they say my account was hacked, is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Because you hear the celebrities that get mad and tweet something really bad. Oh, I was hacked. Is that true? Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it's harder than people. I mean, I don't think you can just jump on and hack. I think it's really hard to do that. Now, there are people smart enough to figure it out. But is the Hunter Biden computer real? And I think that's a really good question. Determine it. Now, whether there's enough time to really get into that, I know one thing for sure. All the spying on Trump, all the dossier, all the Hillary Clinton motivated purchasing the dossier from the Russians, and all the that goes away November 4 if they think Biden wins. You'll never hear that. This is an exposure a little bit, because Trump's in there telling all the secrets, And it's just going to go away. We're going to go back to what we were.
I got news for you. If Trump wins, I think it'll go away too. I mean, it would have. They'd have something would have come out by now if they were going to do it, and they're not. It's just.
But there's so many things going on that you and I'd probably disagree, saying, why would we do that? That's not really ethical or something.
Right. Well, I think that's probably true in anything. But I don't. I just don't think we're going to get the same kind of, I guess, we would say justice at the high level of our ruling class. I just don't see it. It just, you have, I guess you have privileges, Stevie.
If you're generally, I mean, people aren't treated the same.
And most people aren't really just slavering to see someone with vengeance if they're just, if they don't like them and they're gone. It's like, whatever, forget about it. But yeah, I think by now, with all we've heard, and there's still nothing, nobody is in trouble for anything. I don't expect it to change, no matter who wins.
Well, I wonder if there is a Trump second term, and right now polling is saying that Biden's almost a lock, which I don't believe. But if Trump wins, can he unite the country?
Well, I don't think so. If you don't want to be united, if a third of the people do not want to be united, unless you agree with everything they're saying, then you're not going to unite the country. You can't. Because when you start saying, okay, here's what we'll do for you, then the other third on the other side says, what's he doing?
Yeah.
You know,
can you get over 50?
We talked about that this morning. We were united around World War II about as much as you can. Mm-hmm. 9/11 went pretty good for six months.
For a while.
Patriotic.
But we've never really been united. One of the best things about America is we do pretty well without being totally united.
That's right.
But I mean, now.
From the very beginning.
Yeah. The cancel culture, it's very difficult for even an Olympian going for gold to be perfect because they tweeted something 5 years ago.
Well, here's a good idea of comment on this United thing. When you say, I pledge allegiance to the flag, you know, one nation with liberty and justice for all, let's take out under God.
Yeah.
We're not going to be united on that.
No, we're not going to be united.
No, there's no uniting on that.
Yeah.
And so if you say, you can't say under God, or we say, you've got to say under God, well, there you go.
Yep.
I don't think there's a compromise there. But we can still move forward and be the best country in the world. That's what the beauty of America is.
Enjoy the day.
But you can't censor things, Stevie.
No, you can't censor things. Twitter and Facebook should be ashamed. Johnny, thank you.
All right, great.
That's Brother Johnny Dianducci. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable healthcare.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Flora Adams Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or Registered Investment Advisor.
Chad Burnett, also Resource Officer, Urbana Police Department. You're at the high school. How has that changed?
Kids get older. Obviously, they're more set in their ways. But, you know, I try to be present in the hallways. I try to be present in the cafeteria while I'm there. Smile, say hello. And you'd be surprised the amount of kids that will actually come up and talk to you and have the interaction with you. And I just want to continue that and develop that and alleviate some of those fears that they may have of the police.
Why do you want to do this, Chad?
It's important. Youth today, you know, they have an apprehension and fear of police. I think it's important that we break that down, establish that in the school so it carries back over to the street. I think it makes our officers more presentable to youth when they're on the street. And I think as the same, youth, you know, we work with them. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to build those relationships. It's going to be a better thing for both sides.
Why did you want to be a police officer?
I think being a police officer, it gave me an opportunity to